We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Haugh.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover in the next 2 hours. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Great being with you, like we are every Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, talking baseball on Inside the Clubhouse.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mark Grody in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline, presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today? It was a great day for Chicago baseball yesterday, and another great one today because nobody on either side of town is going to lose.
Is that right?
It's a vacation day.
Yeah? Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. It was good to see you out at Wrigley yesterday, Bruce. Big day for Marcus Stroman and the Cubs. Big night for Dylan Cease and the Sox. We're having a little fun debate about who was more dominant. Dylan Cease was credited and charged with a run, but boy, 10 strikeouts without a walk. That was historically good. What did you think about both aces? Does one performance exceed the other?
Well, no, they're just exactly what they wanted from both. I mean, look, Stroman is an outstanding pitcher, and if you remember back to early season last year, the defense let him down quite a bit before he incurred an injury in the late spring. So he was a much better pitcher than indicated by his record last year, and he's going to be right up there in the top two for the Cubs this year. With Cease, you're talking about one of the great pitchers in baseball right now, and I don't think you've heard many people say use the term great, but that's what he is, okay? To see him go out there, dominate one of the better lineups in baseball and the world champions, and not throw a walk, okay? Dylan Cease is great at a lot of things, but he led both leagues in walks last year, okay? 10 strikeouts, zero walks. Only problem with him, two hits and a hit batter. I mean, this was phenomenal start for Dylan Cease and for the White Sox. It's a great start to the season for them.
Yeah, I mean, you saw two really good wins for both teams. I mean, that very dramatic win for the White Sox and just a clean win for the Cubs. And sticking with the Cubs, Bruce, how important was Dansby Swanson's 3-for-4 day with an RBI and a run?
Yeah, it was so important for him, and he talked a lot about it after the game. The fact that he was certainly in a mode of he was starting to be a little concerned about himself, you know, and whether or not he was going to be the player that he was. He had a friend of his come to town from Arizona and hang with him the end of spring training. You know, started off 2-for-28, which was a rough start for him, but you know, living up to the contract is what he talked about. He said, you know, he had to get a handle on the idea of not making the moments too big, not trying to live up to a $177 million contract in one spring training. And you saw the results yesterday. Outstanding defense, outstanding base running, timely hitting. Even his out was a hard hit ball to center field that was just short. So I don't think you have to worry about Dansby Swanson. He's going to be there, and he's going to be part of the new Cub wave of trying to be a playoff contender every year.
Bruce, I have to ask you this. We do a weekly baseball show on Inside the Clubhouse. I don't remember either one of us talking about Miles Mastroboni. And yet there he was, the right fielder, opening day for the Chicago Cubs. Where did he come from and how long will he stay?
Well, he came from being around baseball for a while. I mean, it's not like he fell off of an apple tree. He's been there for a while. He's a good ball player all around. And I thought his base hit, which was so important, was indicating not only, a good thing for the Cubs and a good thing for us in the media to be surprised by an opening day starter, just like we were on the other side of town when Colas didn't start that game yesterday against one of the better left-handed pitchers in baseball. But that all worked out too. But with him, you're talking about a player that hit a line drive that would have been a double play last year that went through the hole because there's no shifting right now. Mm. That changed dramatically that entire inning from what could have been a double play to a base hit to get everything going and get people to first, third for the big guys to drive them in. So that four-run inning was predicated on new rules.
Bruce, and then after Stroman's six innings for the Cubs, Keegan Thompson gets the seventh. Brad Boxberger gets the eighth. Defense with a double play behind him. Michael Fulmer gets the ninth. Eric Hosmer with a great scoop for him. Is that those names out of the bullpen, is that kind of the blueprint? Is that the rough draft for how they would like it to go with Keegan in the seventh, Boxberger eighth, Fulmer ninth?
So, I mean, they laid it out perfectly. You got a couple of veterans there, and Thompson is coming on as one of the better middle relievers in the game the last 2 years. So,
and hitting 95, that, Bruce. He got his velocity back, right?
Glad you mentioned that because it had been 90, 91, 92 most spring training. And there was a little concern about that, you know, why the velo is down. That's not what he's all about. I mean, he moves the ball around. He throws a great sinker. So from that perspective, it was okay. But everything moved to perfection for the Cubs yesterday. A great opening day, a full house, and a lot of hope for the future that you're no longer looking at some players that are just necessarily there to hold spots. Now, that said, I think that the key to the Chicago Cubs is that you may have better players at AAA than you have starting at certain positions for them right now. And you talk about Matt Mervis at first base. You talk about Morel wherever they decide to put him. You talk about Davis in the outfield. These guys, you know, are probably going to be first calls if there's an injury, and also be ready in case people aren't getting the job done at those positions. So I don't remember since 2013, 14, 15, the Cubs having young players who were dominant type players in the minor leagues ready to come up and do a job. When we look back and you see the Baez, Schwarber, Bryant players coming up through the organization.
Bruce, I know nobody in town has higher expectations for Yoan Moncada this year than you do. So watching last night, seeing him have a pretty good day in the field, a pretty good game at the plate, but trying to stretch a double into a triple, making the first out at third base. Did you, A, like the hustle? Because, hey, it's Yoan Moncada, and anytime he's hustling, that's a good thing. Or, B, you can't do that. That's something in baseball you just can't let happen, and it was a mental lapse. Which side do you fall on?
Well, you love the hustle. You love, especially from a player that was questioned the last couple of years about his commitment to energy and his commitment to putting everything out there. You love that part of it. You don't like the part from the neck up where you can't make that first out in a tight game in late innings at third base. So, David, that's a baseball no-no. And he's not a rookie. He's a guy that's played for a long time now and is a smarter player than that. So you can't let that happen. That just can't happen. That could have been a game loser for the White Sox, regardless of the fact that, you know, he just smoked that ball through the legs of Abreu, even though they called it an error. It was a hard hit ball that went down into the corner. No, it can't happen. And smart baseball has to be a big part of better defense and better base running for the Chicago White Sox if they're going to win this year.
There's my curmudgeon. Thank you, Bruce.
I'm looking forward to a baseball no-no segment tomorrow. If there's not going to be chin music tomorrow on the show, I'd like to see you guys. I'd like to suggest that you guys do a baseball no-no segment.
Bruce, that's not a bad idea.
How about it, Bruce?
Mark, would you like to join us for our baseball no-no
Absolutely.
Segment?
Only when
it's
there's
a new
baseball.
Segment. Yeah. We're starting tomorrow inside the clubhouse from 9 to 11.
Because you know me. I'm a stickler, Bruce. If I see these things, it's no-no. That's a baseball no-no.
You are a number of things, but you are a stickler.
Bruce, sure. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Looking forward to tomorrow's show.
All right, guys. Great. Have a great day.
You're the best, Bruce.
Bruce Levine, 9 to 11 inside the clubhouse every Saturday morning. Looking forward to that one. He had his thoughts on the Cubs and the White Sox. What are yours? 312-644-6767. David Ross, the other manager in town. Pedro Grifol got his first victory yesterday. David Ross had a day that I think was also equally good and satisfying. And he's having some positive things said about him nationally as well. We'll get into that when we come back. It's Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.